Welcome back to Eye on Real Estate on News Talk Radio 710 WOR. Here once again is Dottie Herman.
Hi, we're back, and as I promised, we're here with Tracy Becker, who's a credit specialist, or maybe a credit doctor. Tracy?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
We didn't introduce you formally because people, when they heard you were here, started asking questions ahead of time.
Right.
But why don't you tell us a little about what you're doing, your book, and I told you that my identity, my wallet was stolen with my license and everything,
right.
And people are... So
okay, well, we've been in business for about 20 years. I've been working on people's credit and credit scores and studying credit scores. I spend I would say 10 hours a weekend studying credit scores and all day during the week. I'm a little bit crazy, I would say, and very passionate about credit.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyone who's successful is passionate about what they do. You happen to be passionate about credit.
Thank God my husband has a life of his own.
Thank God.
He'd be very upset. So through this change in the economy and credit scores being more and more important, we've had a lot of situations that come up where people really shoot themselves in the foot with their credit and don't even realize it, because it's kind of counterintuitive what you would think you should be doing, maybe the opposite. So first let me address your situation, which is having your identity stolen or your wallet stolen and the possibility of that happening in the future. The first thing I would say that people should do is they need to be aggressive about protecting their credit, which is an asset, before there's a problem. So if you have great credit scores, you need to make sure you're protecting them. We get clients all the time that call us up, well, I'm afraid to send you a credit report because, you know, I don't know, you have all my information. Well, if you have bad credit, don't worry about it.
Okay.
We can't do anything with it. So if it's good credit, you need to put a fraud alert on your credit report. All three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And what that means is you could send a letter in, you could hire a company to do it, you could do it through a credit monitoring product. You send them a letter stating you would like a note put on your credit report that if any credit is to be opened in your name, you will be contacted on your phone to approve it first.
Wow.
So you need to put your... You need to send them a copy of your Social Security card or some proof of social, proof of current address, proof of date of birth, which would be a license. It's on the license. And then proof of your phone number. So a cell phone bill. Cell phones are the best because you're carrying it with you.
Right, and so hopefully you'll answer it.
Exactly. So I won't.
We've discovered that you have to answer it virtually.
I won't be answering it because it's too many calls. But that's ask you something, because they told me I should only call one credit.
You can. You can call one, and they're supposed to tell each other. But with credit bureaus, you want to make sure you're on top of it.
Gotcha.
So if you do that, if there's a car that's being applied for in your name and you didn't apply for that car, and let's say BMW calls you up on the phone and says, we're calling to approve this new car that you're buying.
It's the fake Dottie Herman.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So that
yeah,
will,
that's a good idea.
And for you, somebody who has had their wallet stolen, it's complicated because now you've closed all your credit cards, which closing credit drops your credit scores.
Oh, I've closed every credit card. So how much is my So you mean to tell
me if you close it because
it's stolen? I didn't know that, because it was stolen, so I had to then I had every credit I had 12 credit cards in there. I closed every single one of them. Plus they went to Citibank and tried to get money out of my account. I have bad credit now.
So I'm not going to say anything here about your credit because I don't know until
I see it. But I'm going to send it to you.
You're going to send me your credit. I'll take a look at it. But one of the really good things you could do if something gets stolen and now people are applying for credit in your name and you don't have the fraud alert, you pull a full in-depth credit report. You can get it online at annualcreditreport.com. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. It's free once a year. And at the bottom of each of those credit reports, you'll see what inquiries, who inquired into your credit. You call every one of those companies to see if something was opened. by that company.
Mm. Wow.
And then you could find out, like recently we had a woman who had Electric opened in Atlanta, and she lives in New York, and she had her identity stolen. She was able to call the gas company and close that account because she saw the inquiry on her credit report.
But now whenever, but when you close the accounts, like now you just... telling me that when you close accounts, you hurt your credit.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that hurt your credit?
Some of the things that people don't know about that hurt your credit are, for I'll give you a good example. A couple was buying a property in Manhattan, like a $900,000 mortgage, and they saw the property they wanted. It was like, I don't know, a couple of months into looking for a home. And they went to Bloomingdale's. They saw a beautiful rug that went great with this property they wanted to buy. They decided to buy this rug, open up a 30% discount with a Bloomingdale's card.
At the register kind of thing when
exactly.
they try to sell it.
Yeah, and I do that all the time. I have
That's why you had so many.
No, I have so many credit cards because they always say, oh, and if you open up this, you'll save 30%.
Right.
So I have credit cards on stores that I really don't even shop in.
Right.
Okay, for most part.
So what happened with this couple is they had an average of a 750 score before they bought this rug. They opened up the card. The score dropped 30 to 50 points.
Wow.
Well, now, wait. I do not understand. When you open up a credit card, why would your score...
Okay.
I think
I'll
people
explain
would,
it.
Why would your score drop?
Well, the FICO score, which is the first real score that was created, which is a separate company from the bureaus, so they're not the same. The FICO score studies statistics as to what happens before people default or what makes people higher risk, and one of the symptoms is opening and closing credit. So even though you may be great and your credit score is fantastic, the score has to reflect that now you're a higher risk. So if you open an account, it drops the score to show that you're a higher risk. So instead of being a 750, which is excellent credit, your score now drops to a 710. The threshold is 720 and 740 to getting the rate you want.
So we tell people now, if you're applying for either a car loan or maybe you're going to get a mortgage or you do want to do a home equity loan, would you give people advice as not to open any new credit cards?
Absolutely.
And not to close any credit cards?
Absolutely. Because, and then there's this thing that people have heard maybe 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or maybe more, 10 years ago. If you have credit and the ability to charge, the bank will look at that as negative when you're applying for a mortgage. This was an old rule. So people, I had a woman who her dentist told her, you have to close all your cards because when you apply for a mortgage, they're going to look at your ability to charge and penalize you and not give you the amount of mortgage you want. She went out, closed all her cards, destroyed her credit, when that rule does not apply anymore. Hmm. It's only what your balance is that they look at now. So there's a lot of misinformation.
And how long,
when it comes
just out of curious, how long would it take that woman that closed all her cards and her credit was destroyed, and say she's a great consumer, pays her bills on time, how long will it take her to get back to where she was before she did that?
Years. It takes about
really?
A year to two for credit to become seasoned, which gives you extra points on your score because it shows that you're able to manage it well for a year or two, and now it's old credit. The older your credit, the better. If you have a credit card that's 30, 40 years old, your
none
score
of us do. We're not that old.
I got it when I was two.
Even 20. Your score.
We would have had to get it when you were 2 years old, technically.
Which
but
you probably can get.
But if you do have credit that's 40 years old and you're planning to buy a big purchase, so... That's
it could helpful. It could add 60, 50, 60 points.
Wow.
So wait, you have a son or a daughter that has only like 5, 10-year-old credit. You give them an authorized user credit card on your card. They don't even have to know about it. And your card's 20 years old. You're going to boost their scores up.
Just
really?
By giving them an author, like if
yes.
I had an Amex,
absolutely.
For example, you get them a credit card in their name,
mm-hmm.
really that reflects on them. I thought
yes.
it was always on the person.
Now, wait a second. Is wow. there any ramifications oh. for the parent?
Yes.
Like if they don't
so
pay?
So if they don't pay their bill.
No.
Because we're not going to do that. Wait. Oh,
it's your card. You
oh,
pay the bill.
Right.
But if they find out they have that card and they decide, oh, I can use this now. Charge up a lot of money. Now, obviously...
Well, that could happen to all of
it
us.
It could. But you don't even have to tell them they have the card.
Oh, so you keep it just to help them with their credit.
Exactly.
Jerry, I'm happy to boost your credit score if you want to.
Thank you. I'll take a card from you.
Yeah, well.
I'll go shopping for orange shirts.
Right.
I'll buy 10 of those. That's fascinating.
Yes. Yeah, so
I have a question. Tracy, we get a lot of callers who call in about doing short sales because, you know, it's a difficult market. How does that affect your credit if you do a short sale? I mean, and for our listeners, you know, short sale is when you owe more on the property than it's worth, and then you get the bank to agree to let you sell it for less than the payoff of the mortgage. How does that?
It affects your credit the same way a charge-off would affect your credit that you paid.
And so what's a charge-off?
A charge-off is when you, let's say you have $20,000 you owe Citibank on a credit card, and you don't pay it for like a year. And it goes to a charge-off status, which means Citibank wrote it off as a loss. Doesn't mean you don't owe the money.
They just gave up.
Right. And not gave up. They just wrote it off as a loss on profit. So
they write it off as a loss, but how does that affect you?
So it shows up on your credit report as a charge of it. Affects you by dropping your score over 100 points if you have a good, really good score. The lower your score, the less the negative.
But what if you have, in other words, let's say you have a low score. So, you know, because I find that these people with low scores say, oh, I have nothing to lose. And I'm not going to reveal names, but someone asked me a question. And, of course, I'm not. Said, well, you know, I owe like so much money on credit cards, and I figured out that I'll be 92 by the time I pay it off. I said, well, that's what happens when you charge, if you charge way over what you can afford to pay monthly. So they said, do you think I should to go bankrupt?
Probably.
Now, I have to ask you, because, you know, Europe, they don't allow that. I mean, you can't just get out of your debt. It almost seems to me that the way the law is, it really encourages people to go bankrupt.
I'd say you're right about that.
Because
at a certain point.
Now, I was in Texas, and of course, as you know, Texas is one of the states that they had a lot of foreclosures. But they said the great news is the people that foreclosed are all now 2 or 3 years in foreclosure. They now are back buying houses.
Right.
How would they get a credit? Because that makes it like, okay, buy a property, foreclose on it, and then you can get credit again.
In a credit-wise, how it would work is if your score is now in the 500s or even the high 400s, you're not hurting your credit anymore, so you might as well settle the debt or go to bankruptcy. You can get a mortgage after a certain amount of years after bankruptcy. Three, is it?
Yeah, three. Yeah, three years you start to become eligible.
So for some people to go into a payment plan that they're going to pay for 5 years. If they went to bankruptcy, paid $1,500, $2,000 for a bankruptcy attorney, and then 3 years later they have good credit again, it just makes sense not to go into a payment plan. But getting back to the question about the short sales shows up as settled for less than full balance, just like a charge-off that's paid later would show up. The higher your credit score, the more it drops. That's how it works with negative information.
So, but it's better than a foreclosure.
So foreclosure would be a bigger hit on your credit score?
Yes. I would say if you could do anything but a foreclosure, it's better.
Okay. And, you know, I think bankruptcy, like anything else, you know, there's proper uses of it and there's misuses of it. There's people that abuse the system. There are other people, however, who have no option but to declare bankruptcy and get a clean slate.
Right.
So it is interesting, though, because there's all this misinformation out there, Dottie, about credit.
Well, I have a question. When somebody goes to the counter and they're at the Gap or they're at some store, and I know the Gap just did this to me. I went there. And they say, okay, you know, get 30% off, open up a credit card with us.
Right, instant credit.
Instant credit. And, you know, you figure, oh, what the heck, I'll take 30% off my bill. You shouldn't do that.
No.
And so you should just decline and pay.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
Well,
I mean,
so you're really investing.
I wish I'd met you sooner.
You're really investing in your credit score by not taking the discount because you're.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I see it, especially during Christmas. I want to get up on the cash register and scream, no!
Yeah, they probably don't really want you in the store.
Right. Tracy, I've got to ask you. We have to have, it's 11 o'clock, we have to take a news break. Could you stay? We've got some questions.